You're listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
You know, has there been truer than this episode that we are the sexiest gaming podcast in the world, considering what we're talking about today? I'm your host, the head goon, a.k.a. Derek, a.k.a. Jesus in high school. Don't take that any other weird way.
That's a blasphemy.
That's co-host Derek G-Phone. We're rocking matching shirts. Edgy editor is below me. You know, that's his job. He's edgy and he's editor. Cool shirt, by the way. Thanks. And that's Dead Dondas, also known as Rob, also known as
your favorite local spaghetti man.
Hungry.
I always forget your name.
Swolbert.
Swolbert.
Yeah, Swolbert, the magic steam bot. Yeah, that's I want that tattooed on him.
First death save.
First death save. What do we get?
Damn.
Wait, how's the podcast going to go? Can you roll for that?
Seems pretty pretty good right now.
No. Oh, perfect. Take that back, cool. Roll a D100, and give me the wild magic table.
All right, hold on.
Live D&D session right now?
Give me 2 seconds. I got you.
Impromptu. 2. Ready to roll?
All right, so on the wild magic table, yeah?
Yes.
What's the wild magic table?
It's like how big your hoo-ha is down there. Yeah.
No. Jordan. So it's a list of effects that happen.
Oh, yeah. Lilix said to turn everyone else up. I can hardly hear them.
Oh no! I think it just sounds.
Like I think he rolled low because my leg just randomly broke.
Oh god, that would hurt. But
no, I rolled an 18 for the stream. If you include all of our charismas, I would say that it's probably a 16 at this point. But.
Woo! Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, so this episode's a weird and wacky one. We're talking about sex. That's right. Baby. Unadulterated sex. We're talking about the sexualized video game characters and if they're good, bad, all right. You know, our hypothesis as to what their skill may or may not be.
Sex 2, coming to a console near you.
Nice.
So like, comment, subscribe. Tell us your favorite color. Join our Discord. And just a clear reminder that when we live stream this, this is all over the internet because we live in multiple different states. And sometimes there will be internet hiccups. So, you know, that's just how it's going to work. I just want to put that disclaimer out there. So, yeah, let's talk about sex. Rob, how good are you?
So, Rob, what do I expect?
What do I do? Give me
a lot of crying and shame, really.
Damn. All right. So I'm on the table with Rob here.
I'm going to start this off. I'm going to start off with Link. So I feel like the problem with Link, while he has the stamina, his like moans are going to be like, yeah, ha, yeah. It's going to get like really annoying. You know, I just feel like he'd get on your nerves.
I'm going to take another one off the table. Navi also from Legend of Zelda, because
what can Navi do?
Hey, listen!
Just trying to tell me all the time, like
my favorite thing to do: listen to people when I'm trying to get my rocks off.
I can. You don't need to direct me, okay? I've got some.
No, I need direction.
Skill. No,
100%.
But she's got to do it without being like, "Hey, listen."
Am I missing the spot? I don't understand. You only got 3 lines.
You have to press a button. Wink. To get her to answer.
Yep. That's a myth. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, I'm Z-targeting.
He has a dedicated Z-targeting. Button.
Fine, hold on. I'm a bomb slide into her pussy.
Z-target that ass, okay? I'm going in. Uh-oh. Wrong hole.
I'm going wrong warp into the wrong hole. Yeah,
perfect. It wasn't up, my down, fault. Left, right, left, right.
RNG.
Up,
down, it was RNG. Left. Look, I closed my
back
eyes.
Backflip. Gannon's coochie.
The RNG just... What tunic would Link wear during sex, though? Like, what would...
Blue. So he can't drown. Right if there's chlamydia concern.
Oh, you never know. It could be hot in there. The Goron tunic could work.
I guess it depends where they're doing it, you know? Like, hey, babe, you want to have sex underwater? I got the tunic for it. Babe, yeah,
dude, he could put the Deku mask on. He has that like big lips. He's got that like stuck in the action.
All right, so Link would probably be up there when incorporating toys, is what you're saying.
It depends on what version of Link. I think Majora's Mask Link would hit insane. Not Kid Link.
Not Link himself, but with like his masks and stuff.
So first he goes Zelda to like Zora Link to like serenade, play a little tune. I don't know what Goron can do unless she likes it really rough, but
Choking. He's choking and pinning her to the wall.
Like when he's on top of her, it's like it's really heavy.
Welcome to this one. This is what happens when we don't really have a topic and we're just let run free.
The topic is sex, okay?
Yeah, we have the topic. We're all
okay. We're just talking about sex. Anyway, back to my discussion. Deku Link, right? He's got the suck in action. So, like,
what are you talking about? He serenades with the bagpipes. What do you mean?
That's fair. That's fair. No, that's totally fair. But I think Deity Link would be like, he'd be aggressive, but like in a consensual.
You know, knife play would be involved.
Put your head between my double helix sword. No, I don't want to.
By the way, Rob, wild magic. Illusory butterflies and flower petals flutter in the air within 10 feet of you for the next minute.
Damn, I kind of don't like that.
Yep. You rolled it, Doug.
All right, Derek, what do you think? What comes to mind? We're talking, you know.
Who lays the best pipe?
Wait, hold on. I mean, this is kind of relevant. What the hell does Zora Link genitals look like? Fishy?
Are we speaking from experience? Have you ever seen a fish dick?
No, that's why I'm confused.
Have you ever put it in your mouth?
You're a gay fish.
Yeah.
You're a gay fish.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't think of it, but I'm sure it'd have some cool way to do it.
Right? Oh, absolutely. Okay.
Right. Sorry. Anyway, continue, Derek.
Come back to me. I'll think of a good one.
Oh, I will.
All right, Rob, what do you got? You just said come back to me, so why am I...
No, I'll think of a good one.
Oh, okay, Rob, you go.
Okay, so, character that lays the best pipe, huh?
Or just sexual, like, what do you think of someone's sexual skill? A video game character. I didn't think what I said was that funny. But...
No. Oh, God. Sparky, you the man.
So what I'm going to say is going to be a pick that nobody is going to understand here just because nobody's a actual weeb here. Is a series out there called Sengoku Rance, right? And the main guy, Rance, is a fucking raunchy, stupid, dumb motherfucker. And he just crushes insane amount of puss. Consensual or not. So I'm going to say that's why he's laying pipe.
But... Okay, how do I put this? If it's not consensual, then...
No, he said it was consensual.
Oh.
Both.
Right, both. So, like, the non-consensual habits, is what I'm concerned about. Yeah, also, for anyone listening, it's really uneasy for at least me to watch Rob talk about video game sex along with...
Yeah, they're only slurping down Skitty. Yeah.
That's what good
like
mac
audio
and cheese
only
like.
Listeners, you're getting that slurp action, not the.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm
the pay per view here.
I've literally gone at least 12 hours without eating. This is the first thing I've had all day.
That's fair.
Forgive me.
No, that's fair. No, it's all good. George, what do you got?
I'm gonna use a throwaway answer, but I feel like I always have to revert back to it. I'm gonna say Chris Redfield. Because you see him punching those boulders. He's got lots of arm movement.
Objection.
Oh, God.
Objection.
Okay.
Chris is too concerned with making Leon continue the Redfield bloodline. He doesn't have time for Jill. He doesn't have time for Sheva. Nobody. He is too busy trying to get Leon to crush Claire's puss. That's why Leon S. Kennedy fucks better.
Wait, you think Leon fucks better? Is that...
All that simping for Ada's got to be good for something.
All because you simp for someone doesn't mean your skill is like there. What if he's a selfish?
Chris
lover?
Doesn't fuck. I'm sorry.
What if Leon's a cuck? What if he like just watches?
Still gets more action than Chris does.
What do you read or how do you know that information? Rob's like literally handling Skitty.
Oh, by the way, gotta finish slurping.
I had to finish my bite.
Yeah, Chris and Claire are brother and sister. So Rob's point of view is that he's too busy trying to get Leon down Claire's pants. But, you know, Claire does charity and she still wouldn't touch Leon. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, what's the one guy in Code Veronica? Fucking Steve, right?
Steve Burnside, baby.
She would have absolutely hopped on Steve Burnside's meat.
Why?
Why what?
Why?
What's the content? I don't know. I don't know this universe. Why would that happen?
Because Steve's the man, and I'm on the opposite opinion of every other Resident Evil fan that Steve is still alive.
Interesting.
Yeah. Bro, he died. It's time to let go.
I think Wesker could use his tentacles for, like, you know.
What? I mean, Wesker. Out of everybody, Wesker was there. Chris's he manipulated an entire team, and they were all about it. Like, Wesker, you're the best. Wesker, you're the best. And he's like, yeah, it's consensual. I know. 7 minutes. 7 minutes is all I have to spare.
Complete global saturation.
Wait, so do you think when he busts, he turns into like a giant blob monster? Or is it? Do you think he like maintains form?
I mean, he only really changed form when...
he could switch it up, but he, yeah. You know what? Sparky raises a good point. We're forgetting about Barry. He knew all about that Jill sandwich.
Jill sandwich, yeah, Barry.
What are we talking about? I'm
sorry. That's my throwaway answer. I don't have a real one yet,
all right? Who's Barry? What? I thought Barry Burton, baby.
Barry Burton, the guy that gives you like the most powerful handgun in the game?
Yeah, and he goes, no, you take it. I've got this.
I know Barry from Congress Bad Fur Day, but I don't know.
You know what? If he actually got some, Leisure Suit Larry. That's all I'm saying.
If he actually
He would. Oh, he would try so hard, and I think he'd be the best. He's a manlet king.
Yeah,
he would definitely. Yeah, I
you think if he ever busted, it sound like that ugly like squishing noise that you hear on like cartoons or something like that. Where he's just like, oh, I'm gonna.
That was oddly, like perfect. Really good. Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Why was that so perfect?
Because it just happens every time I do. It's a medical problem. I don't know how to fix it.
I'm glad it's coming out of your mouth at least.
Yeah.
It'd be awkward if you made that noise without moving your mouth. Like, uh-oh. Derek, did you find your answer?
Yeah, it's Kirby. Kirby's mouth does so much. He doesn't even need genitals to like lay the pipe.
But what pipe? Did he absorb like Johnny Sins?
Yes, that's exactly where my mind went.
He absorbs. I cannot send right now because I said I wouldn't be on my phone during this whole situation.
I've got a picture. I wish I could show it on screen. It's Kirby looking
at my boss.
It's in the thumbnail. It's Kirby looking at Chef Kawasaki while he's naked laying on the ground.
Stop! I hated that.
While he's lewd, he's not
right,
naked.
Right.
He's lewd.
Yeah, no. Nintendo. It's we didn't gross, say
and that.
The person your that
did
is naked.
That should be ashamed of themselves.
No, they're a hero.
No, they're
Rob.
A hero.
They deserve a Nobel Prize.
No,
right?
I am kink shaming. No.
Well,
we don't
I still have
do
the
that.
Kink. You can shame me all you want. That's what I want. That's the ideal male body.
But you'd have to absorb a human in order to, like, do something. Yeah.
Oh, they kind of.
I don't know. That tongue is kind of crazy, I feel like.
Yoshi?
Really you could say the same as Yoshi.
Bro. Yeah, but.
Yoshi likes it rough, too. Mario decks that dinosaur in the back of the head to get that tongue out. And let me tell you, if you can take a donkey
No. I got a good one for this.
You don't see it in the game, but every time you hit Yoshi, he get like raging boner.
Yeah, yeah. If you can take a punch from a drunk, mean Italian man, I think you're doing pretty good. So
okay, so the also, funny thing about that, right? There's a fan game out there for a streamer called Vine Sauce, right?
Yeah.
And though, so there's a section on there where you get on a Yoshi, right? And every time you donkey punch it in the back, instead of it just being like the, you know, the normal sound, you just hear, ah! Every goddamn time. And I know
if it's not overly apparent, this podcast specifically is absolutely not safe for work.
But it is sponsored
now that
by
we're,
Adam and
now
Eve.
That we're 15
Adam
minutes
Eve.
In.
We're not kid-friendly.
Now that we're 15 minutes in.
Do you want to get railed like these video game characters? Shop on it, adamandeve.com.
Check out our video game sex toy line.
Oh, can we get a Levens partnership?
This one's Mike Tyson's fist to shove up.
Can we just do like
punch out? Or punch out, yeah.
Punch out her pussy, yeah. This holiday.
I'll, you know what? That's fair. I'll edit at the very beginning. Like, this episode is very not safe for work. I bet Sonic rails like a machine gun.
No, Sonic is like, Sonic I'm done. And then leaves.
Two pumps.
Gotta go fast.
Gotta go. Bye.
My man can Next. Make a whole with the speed this hedgehog moves, he could make a whole planet pregnant. Swear on me, mom.
But like, would Amy feel it? Would it be so fast that like it's like, and then like he's already gone?
No, it's like what is it, like delayed reaction? So it happens. Right,
she's just like gone walking already, down the road and comes at
and
some
then
point
all of a sudden it's just,
oh god, where did that come from?
Dude, getting, like, chill. Getting your back blown out from Knuckles would probably be the most terrifying thing in the world. Could you imagine if this guy tries to line up a donkey punch onto you and his fist just goes through the back of your head like a fucking grapefruit?
There's like a chaos emerald in your skull. I knew it was there.
For the echidna!
Pumpkin Hill rap starts playing. Yeah.
Shadow fucking goes in on it. He screams Maria. Blows your fucking brain through your skull.
Gets on his motorcycle,
with
drives
the pump
away.
Action MP5 he keeps on him, and he's like, there's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald, as he holds your, like, bloodied skull.
Well, I assume Shadow at some point screams Chaos Control, right? Like, when he buffs?
Chaos Control, yeah. You teleport out to Ark, and your head just explodes from the back of his face.
No, he'd have to use it right, like as a pullout.
Okay. As he busts, like, he's like, pulled out, right? And he's like,
the whole Chaos Control out in space is just flecks of fucking semen all around the
world. What I meant was, like, he used it right before as a pullout method. Derek on the head did the opposite. He did it, and then that's how he leaves.
Yeah, he pauses and leaves.
No fucking way, dude.
That could also be true. Sorry, says Shadow screaming Chaos Control, so it's pause time, so no one laughs at for being one pump jump. That's totally fair. If you're embarrassed, he can.
Yeah, just be like, yeah, that was ours, babe. You blacked out. I just kept going. I don't know. Eggman created me to do a little more. Don't worry.
Be the ultimate life form.
And this is my downfall. Sorry.
This is the product of the perfect life form, okay? Science. So, like, I don't know what to tell
Science
you.
Has only gone too far.
Oh, my God.
Sonic is too easy, man.
Yeah. The Sonic fan base would definitely have, like, a field day with that one. Oh, my God. Doesn't Silver, like, control time or something? What does Silver do?
I use telekinesis.
We forget about Silver.
He just pick you up and use you like a pocket pussy.
He was in Sonic 06. He died with that game.
Yeah, but I bet Elise gave great neck, though.
Sonic laid pipe to humans in that game, so let's not forget that. Sonic actually interspecies.
He broke cultural barriers.
Oh, okay, absolutely.
Yeah. Eggman absolutely does not have a micro dick.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
Absolutely, like, he is literally beating people up in the comics. And even if you've been watching that, like, fan dub thing or whatever, he's literally said his dick looks like two balls in a bong.
Yeah, but I mean, he's got those big machines for something, right? He's definitely overcompensating.
Yeah, yeah,
he's hiding it.
It's just like the dudes that drive like super jacked up lifted trucks, right?
Yeah. Oh, he's just got he's cool. Got like one Eggman robot set aside specifically to be a cock pump.
Listen, you. Your job is to make it bigger.
And so he just
I need results.
Right? And he's just about to
I hate that hedgehog.
And he just goes and just get a load of this. And he just.
First of all, the noise you make is intense, but yeah. I would love that for like be a DLC where like Dr. Eggman's quest to fix his microbes.
Get a load of this, Sonic! What'd you do? It's bigger now! I swear!
It looks like two
don't
stack
care.
One another instead of one.
But hold on. He's got a giant nose and a giant mustache. I'm sure he's tickling the right spots when he's going
down.
He's
got big feet, too.
Oh, his other, big feet. We'll give him the oral skill. Yeah, he's fine there, but everything else.
Probably set his dick to be robotic so it's interchangeable.
Wow, wait, Metal Sonic, yeah. What about Metal Sonic?
Metal Sonic absolutely has like 20 different attachments for it.
He's just a sex machine. Like, literally a sex machine.
Isn't his chest like concave?
It pops open or something.
So yeah, he's a lay pipe and he's a semen receptacle.
Yeah. Would you like me to score it for next time?
You're right. I changed my answer. Metal Sonic.
Metal Sonic, why are you pregnant? Who programmed this?
You didn't Beep pull out.
Got knocked up. Where dad went cigarette.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. That took me down a rabbit hole. I'm very glad to discuss. dying. Probably cancer. Yeah, I could see Metal Sonic being a railgun of sex machines. I could see that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a comment. Whew. Okay. Let's see. What other like universes are there?
Does Naruto count as a video game character? Because I still think the Shadow Clone Jutsu discussion, like, he just has to lay the best pipe.
I'm pretty
Hinata,
sure that
right?
there's a fan fiction or two out there with Naruto just knocking up the whole Leaf Village.
Yeah, but
but he could Eiffel Tower Hinata by himself. Like, he has that ability. Like, that isn't the Ninetales strength. That's his own.
That's his own will of fire.
Yeah, that's why they made him Hokage.
He even has enough clones that he can cuck himself with the whole thing.
Dude, right? He can sit there and just watch. He doesn't have to do it. It's like, so clone number one, I'm not feeling it today. You go.
Well, here's
listen,
thing, right?
I've got a lot going on with Hokage shit. Like, can you guys just take care of the wife for me, all right?
Look, no, first two things. One, imagine Boruto walking in on his parents. There's like 10 Narutos and like
his son. Hey, son.
Wait, hold on. We're missing something. He does that like that transformation technique, right?
Yeah, sexy jutsu.
Why are you
Naruto with himself is a whole new level of masturbation.
It's one Naruto and nine Sasuke's just running an Eiffel Tower on this poor girl.
It's dangerous though, because if he's playing with like the titties, right, he might accidentally like Rasengan inside them, like those water balloons. He like trained on
Rasengan, Master Jiraiya.
No, in these scenes, every Naruto clone has to do another character. So it's just like
To counter though Naruto, because we're just talking best sex in like video game character, right?
It's not so best, like, but like judging their
no. Yeah, what about they're what like... about a counter? Like, yeah, Naruto Shadow Clone run train on anybody he wants, right?
Right.
What about Hinata with the Byakugan? She could see those pressure points and be like, "Oh, you want to stop?"
Right, you're no, getting that like gluck gluck twin wolf fist jerk off.
She,
you know,
she has
like,
the ultimate edging because she can literally hit your pressure points and key points like to just stop it.
She'd be like, "No, do you want sex?" He's like, "Nah, I'm really tired." You go, "Bing!" It's all the points.
You do now.
One bomb, six bomb. Pinky bomb! Wow, why am I erect?
Two jerks.
And then
four jerks.
Two bumps.
And then you're like, all right, I'm done. And she goes, ha-ha, no, you're not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, please, I want to stop. I see. Well, okay.
Sparky, she's in that G spot in your ass. Hold on, Naruto, I got you. Come button.
Look, but all because there's so many Narutos, but how good is he, though?
Right?
You know, like all right, because there's a lot of them doesn't mean he's, like, I think he's too dumb to, like, be good.
That's
I think
why
he's just, like,
my vote from Naruto universe is absolutely
I'd Hinata. Argue that because he's dumb, he'd be better at it.
Really?
I'm dumb.
Hinata was his first, right? Like, he was a virgin until he was, like, whatever.
As far as we know, the last episode of Shippuden is the wedding episode, so, like, to that point, he probably never got laid, but the aftermath is sex because it's
whoa. He and Sasuke kissed. What you mean?
That's, well, he's still a virgin.
Yeah. They whoa. Well, have.
And kill him. If you think you lost virginity by kissing, I think we have another discussion.
There. You're basically pregnant at that point.
Yeah.
TOS is going to love this.
I mark every episode as explicit at this point. So, like,
hell yeah, because you know me, I can't go an entire episode without saying the word fuck.
Right. So, like, yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I feel like Naruto would like flounder, or accidentally kill his mate with like a jutsu.
Right. You'd pull out a kunai or something.
I'm still saying Hinata would probably be the best of.
Naruto.
Hinata's got some good skills. Yeah.
Right. The problem is post nerf Hinata. It's just not great to look at.
No,
but she would still have. She had like the lion fist that you feel like a.
Oh.
Oh man.
Tenten can also pull out like tons of toys just out of nowhere.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Tenten's like, hold on, scroll. Dildos everywhere.
I knew Derek would have some input on Tenten.
Dude.
No, yeah. She'd like throw a butt plug and just go in you. You're just like, yeah.
That is perfect game.
Whoa!
I think we could also agree Itachi probably wouldn't, just because he'd be like, no, you're under my genjutsu. I was great. Yeah. I'm going home.
No, he's beating you.
I would have loved that for an episode. Like, what happened? I was amazing. The best you ever had.
Yeah. Like, it's still going. Don't worry. It's still going. I guarantee it.
Well, before George said that, it opened my third eye. I took the Itachi as more of a sensual lover. Like, he really cares about them and like does his best to make them happy. But you're right. Totally right. He's really terrible and just like,
yeah,
Genjutsu.
He's too busy like being a martyr. He's like, I don't really have time for sex. I'll die a virgin. But in your mind, I was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going home.
He's saving his boy pussy for Naruto. Full stop. Only Naruto gets up in that boy coochie.
Yeah.
Kakashi.
That's true. Yeah. Fergie says, what about Sasuke with the Sharingan? What can tell him which position feel the best since he can see the next move based on her reaction? Damn. That's like 3D chess. She's not going to like that.
You could have like Eno.
He literally gets a get out of jail free card.
Oh, yeah. Eno. She just takes over and goes, you know what? I don't even need to worry about your skill. I'll just handle it myself. Don't worry about it.
What about Mike Guy? What gate would he go into?
Oh my dude, he'd actually kill her. It'd be like
gate of joy.
Yeah, gate of pleasure.
That doesn't exist. Yes, it does.
It does now.
Even when I'm even as a cripple, he's still laid out.
And if it's not true, he'll do 100 laps around the village.
Yeah.
While still connected.
I'll make it true.
You're coming with me.
What about Duke Nukem? He talked a big game.
No. No way.
Is Duke Nukem actually laying pipe, though?
No. Duke Nukem is not actually laying pipe.
I think he's just overselling it.
Yeah.
Yeah, not while Master Chief's got a lady in his head that calls him Stud Muffin.
Master Chief's entire journey is the quest for Cortana's pussy. And, like, isn't that that's just poetic.
Halo really is a love quest, huh?
Right? It's just like, my girlfriend's gone, aliens attack, my girlfriend's gone again, I gotta go find her, help, I gotta find her.
Realistically, if he did put Cortana into, like, a sex bot, like, because he could do that, he has a chip, he could just put it in, like, something.
Right.
And then he could really just, like, but would he be good, though?
Master Chief,
I've been waiting.
You mind telling me what you're doing up there? I threw up.
I threw up. I feel like he's waited so long that he'd either just do one pump and just be done, or like it'd be really good.
Oh yeah.
I mean, can I take an easy out here and also just say Morrigan from Darkstalkers? She's literally a succubus. It's her whole thing.
It's proven that she only gets that energy from fighting.
That's lame.
Isn't sex in a way fighting?
Capcom
depending on the
found
situation?
A way to make it child friendly.
The heroes.
Yeah.
Morrigan does not, and I quote, does not, in fact, fuck.
Okay, hold on. Here's one. And this one goes out to George and Rob, really. Sub-Zero.
Sub-Zero?
Yeah. Like, how do you think, like, he'd be freezing people? Or do you think he'd.
Hold on. Before you start. Wasn't one of those pre-battle conversations with Scarlet? Wasn't Scarlet hitting on him?
Yes.
Sub-Zero fucks.
Now, here is my question. If we're going down that rabbit hole, Which Sub-Zero? Are we talking Bi-Han or are we talking Kuai Liang?
I don't know. Yeah. Whatever Sub-Zero exists now. There's too many.
Bi-Han had Serena, I'm pretty sure. Kuai Liang has options.
Kuai Liang does have options, but Kuai Liang is like the moral one of the two.
But like, could Scorpion consensually be like, get over here and, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. wouldn't though, because after losing his wife, children, and everybody he's ever known, he probably wouldn't ever want to do that again.
I mean, we've all lost girlfriends. I assume we still want to have.
Yeah, they were murdered in front of him.
Yeah.
Worst things that happen.
Rob, I feel like we talked about.
Yeah, go ahead. Mortal Kombat, 100% Johnny Cage would not. He would not.
Doesn't he have a kid?
He had Cassie, yeah. But I feel like that was all Sonya. I feel like that was all Sonya. That had nothing to do with Johnny.
You know, she does have the leg strength. I'm willing to bet that she like leg locked this dude and started forcing him in.
Johnny, we've been married for 10 years. You talk a big game, you fuckboy. Now fuck.
No, I'm kind of busy tonight. Let's try another night.
I've got another failed movie that's never coming out.
I gotta lay down.
I got a headache.
Sorry, Sonya. No, not tonight.
This is relevant. On the top of Mortal Kombat, do you guys think that Jax is into fisting?
I don't. Jax also had a kid, so
you could fist someone to have a kid.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's easier out.
Jax has had a kid. Kenshi has had a kid.
It's easier out. I mean, you do the math. It's just easier. Yeah.
You're helping her out. I don't know. Rob, we discussed a little bit before, and this is kind of what got us on this subject for the podcast. Sly Cooper. Do you think he fucked that fox pretty good?
What, Carmelita? Absolutely.
Yeah. Just and like the Thievius Raccoonus is just
raunchy,
like sex.
More often than not, it was hate. Right.
Thievius Raccoonus is just the Kama Sutra.
Well, if you look at the thumbnail, Rob, actually, he uses the cane to like choke them from behind.
Consensually.
It's impressive.
Yeah, there has to be art of that. I need to look.
Oh, it's in the thumbnail. I discovered it. I almost put the elephant Mario picture you shared to us.
That would have gotten us in so much trouble.
I find a good way to censor it.
Yeah, like Derek was saying, every like page from the Thievius Raccoonus is probably a sex move at some point.
It's the Kama Sutra.
Yeah.
I don't, what the Kama Sutra? What?
I think it's like an actual sex book.
Yes, the Kama Sutra. Really?
Thank you, Rob. Oh my God, he wasn't joking.
I never lie about this. Rob, this is like the most serious thing.
Rob's camera goes off.
I gotta go.
I found the picture. Oh no. It's happening live. Willick says, what about Johnny and Meryl from Metal Gear Solid?
Yeah, I don't know Metal who Gear Solid who, series.
Who they are.
Who are they? Anyone know?
I'm assuming he's talking about Raiden.
Raiden?
Yeah.
I'd be too afraid to get chopped up.
He's too busy getting vengeance or whatever. Whatever he does. Here's the easy one we haven't discussed. Mario. What kind of pipe is the pipe man laying?
Green.
None. Green. He's absolutely eating every night.
Green. Pipe.
Ooh, he's... Luigi? He's banging his brother? You can't. You can't assume he's not having sex with Peach.
What do you mean? This minimum bing, Chodak. Bing, bing, wahoo.
Wait, are you saying that? Wait, are you saying that Luigi is cucking his brother by having sex with Peach? Is that what you're
saying? Absolutely. That's like a separate story, though. That's like the drama of the century. But Mario's definitely laying pipe, dude. He's got all the mushrooms.
I don't know.
I feel like he's tripping too much.
Yeah, I just feel like he'd be good at, like, oral, but then I feel like he just kind of be, you know, just...
He's obviously rough. I mean, look how he treats Yoshi. It's so sad.
True! That's true!
No, totally but fair. The problem is it's because it's of all the sexual frustration of absolutely every time he ground pounds, he squashes his balls. He can't.
I don't know about that.
I agree with Sparky. Sparky said it first. I'm just agreeing with him.
What about E. Gadd? He has like an invention for
Oogie Ookie Cookie. Yeah, he's loving that.
What?
Biggie Biggie. Boo 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 boo.
And then he's just like right in the room.
Now that I'm thinking about it, Willix had a good point about Metal Gear Solid. Which one of them, you know, which one of them fucks?
I don't know who they are.
Yeah, I don't know enough about the series to say who or who doesn't.
I know Snake and Raiden.
Which
Robo Metal Gear.
Which Big Boss, absolutely.
What about Dante?
Like, no, wait, absolutely does not.
Devil Dante?
What? You don't think Dante's like... What? Did you see the fedora scene in Devil May Cry 5? Right.
No, what, no. Dude, what, Dante, you know, literally does not fuck.
No, he's lame.
You know what? I agree with Rob. Dante does not. Nero, Virgil, however.
Does. Nero does.
His Nero? What are you talking about?
Nero's the pussy.
Yeah, I think you guys are absolutely
in Kyrie's guts every night. What do you mean?
First of all, we literally know that Virgil isn't a virgin. Virgil definitely fucks, and he's very
Virgil absolutely.
Yeah,
Virgil absolutely. He's also arguably the better brother. I don't care what anybody says.
Fight Virgil could spit roast some of this demon clown. True.
Yeah. See.
Well, yeah, but Virgil, yeah, no, he is like a giga Chad. He can do anything he wants, get any woman he wants. That's why he has, yeah, he had a kid. Dante, I don't know, unless you're talking about like DMC Devil May Cry. No, that Dante doesn't fuck. But
no,
OG Dante, absolutely. You think he hasn't once?
Despite the intro scene, DMC would try to argue that Dante does fuck.
We don't talk about Señor Dante.
But he definitely Dante, does, though.
Right?
Dante.
It's Dante.
Also, it's
not,
Nero,
not
like,
my Dante.
He's gonna, he has one robotic arm. Sure, that's gonna be great. But I just don't think we have no confirmation that him and,
go away. What's that girl's name? End of story.
What's that girl's name? His only love interest.
What, his girl Kyrie? Yeah.
Yeah, Kyrie.
Like, absolutely up in them guts every night.
Then we would have had another kid by now. Or a kid.
It's the demon blood, bro.
It's called contraceptive.
It's called the demon blood. What about the demon cum? Okay, no. okay. Well, it says Raiden is Jack the Ripper, Solid Snake, and Liquid Snake's a clone of Big. Already lost me at more. I can't.
He's talking about Meryl Silverhound, and she was hitting on the clone of Solid Snake. Trish probably pegs Dante. You know what? That I would believe.
I think Dante's bisexual. I think he picks his own adventure.
Sorry, I'm gonna die on this hill. Dante does not fuck.
But then they get pegged.
Yes. No. Absolutely. Trish runs that.
Very model of
100. Dante doesn't fuck, he gets fucked.
He just talks a good game, that's it.
Okay. All right, what about an adult version of Ash Ketchum?
Misty.
No, he gets the Poke Pussy.
No, he's like
Vaporeon.
Vaporeon.
We're not going down this rabbit hole again. This has been covered on many, many a game night and stream. So if you guys want to hear about Pokemon and the sex lives of those, feel free to go back through all of our other episodes of
hashtag Big Dick B.
One of the first four mans we did was talking about which Pokemon was the
Then we talked about it again one night when we were just gaming. I think while we were playing Dynamax Raids, we were talking about it.
What about Pac-Man?
Pac-Man's good at oral.
I think that's
on dudes. He likes pellets, dude.
On dudes.
That just sounded like such a backhanded thing. Like, don't disrespect my mans like that.
Pac-Man doesn't even have hands. All right.
What games
and we're not talking Pac-Man World. We're not talking Pac-Man World. No.
We are.
Pac-Man,
yes, we are.
Arcade
yes,
cabinet.
We are.
That
yes,
Pac-Man.
We are.
Guzzling
because
them
there
balls
a TV series,
all night long.
And he had arms and legs there too. Pac-Man fucks.
Yeah, I think Pac-Man fucks. Doesn't he canonically have a child?
He's a cannibal. He eats ghosts.
He has two of them.
That has nothing to do with the sex life. I can remove cannibal from
Jeffrey
sex
Dahmer life. Had a good sex life, and look at that guy.
That was not a good sex life.
That was not a good sex life.
To him, it was a good sex life, all right?
No, even to him, it was not.
Hold on, that's really messed up. For him, it was a really good sex life. You're right, he had decapitated heads. He got off, didn't he?
He just likes them smooth. I don't know, dude.
Oh my god, you guys are killing me. Also, Will, I would like Rob to narrate some certain actions.
All right,
and Rob could watch
me going down the road again, and he's going back, and he's going forward again, and going back. Will he get the Flashman V3 fight?
Cheeks are clapping. Golf clap.
All right. What about Diddy Kong?
Will he get the Flashman Beta fight? Oh, it looks like he did not. 2 Ella balls and a Canodom. Mm. You hate to see it.
Diddy Kong.
Isn't he minor? A minor?
Let's pretend for a second. Everyone we're talking about is 21.
Okay.
Also, Diddy they're Kong, animals, so I guess it really doesn't.
He's
matter,
smashing. But... he's smashing.
It's a reverse situation.
I will go on record as Funky Kong, Chunky Kong, Lanky Kong, and Candy Kong. Fuck.
Like who, so who orgy? Doesn't?
Yeah, who everybody doesn't? Else. Oh, I almost forgot. Cranky Kong, absolutely.
Well, canonically, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, he had all of them.
Like, beyond God pipe. He wouldn't be talking all that smack that he does in the DKC games if he weren't laying cataclysmic pipe.
No, you're right. He can back it up. He backs it up with that dick.
King K. Rule.
No.
No, he's, like, on the quest for it. He wants those bananas to shove in his ass.
Like, what's the furry equivalent when you're into, like, dragons and reptiles and whatnot? I think it's, like, scaly. Absolutely too busy.
Yeah, I never heard this, and I don't think I want to.
Rob's right. Yeah. What about like ice climbers are like attached forever, right? Like, do they have to like
surgically attach
suffer through it? Yeah, they have to like suffer while one is getting the business.
No, they
just Nana, no, Nana.
Wait, there's a rope.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I can't pull her out.
God, I'm telling you, this podcast gets infinitely better when you watch it. Whoever listens audibly. well, like, here's the thing, right? They either have to be attached by a rope, or like they're always just like magnets where they're like magnetically attached to each other.
Right. She gets sucked back to him. No, I don't want to go back in.
No. Surgically attached at the cock and butt.
I oh my god. I can see that. Oh my god, sorry, my like chest hurts now.
What about like
Sam Megan Fisher? Man? Oh, Sam that's Fisher. Too. Yeah, Sam Fisher. I think he fucks.
And Sam Fisher, I think so too. Yeah.
I don't know enough about that to know who that
sneaky.
Is.
Splinter Cell?
Splinter Cell.
Never played Splinter Cell? Get the fuck out!
Dude, Splinter Cell Conviction. Oh, oh god.
Way to go, Derek!
Yeah, Derek, that's going.
No.
You.
Is Zach in a video game by chance?
Zach, absolutely.
He's smashing. Oh, wait.
You know
so,
who is
number
in a video
one,
game?
Zach absolutely fucks. Number two, Smiling Friends Season 2 when?
Dude, it's coming.
And I know. Well, me forget who I was going to say. No. Oh, Markiplier. He is in a video game. I looked it up.
Yes, Markiplier is in a video game. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say he doesn't. I think no. I think
I think it's a scam. I think he's rich and famous and handsome, but like he's not getting any.
And even if he does, it's just like
Captain Toad on the other hand?
Oh, you mean Captain Toad, Pussy yeah. Destroyer?
That yeah, that just... headlamp has seen some assholes, and let me tell you, he doesn't want to see anymore. He's kind of traumatized.
There's no doubt in my mind he eats ass. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
He's like Game a little explorer? Brown. He's like a little browner than the other toads, and this is why.
You know why he goes through the puzzles, right? He's trying to get to the puss. You know,
oh,
it's like,
absolutely.
Oh, I found Toadette again. Well, guess gonna do what I gotta do. If I could see that. In fact, I hope that's the case. I pray.
You know who's really eating good? Roadhog from Overwatch. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I like to disagree.
He gets it. The people don't want it, but he gets it.
Yeah, no one's rooting for it.
Yeah,
but,
nobody's asking for it, but he's getting it.
I can see that. Oh my god. What about Minecraft Steve?
No.
That's Roblox, you ape.
No, I don't think Minecraft Steve.
Roblox, no, he's not
Steve.
Roblox, though? Default Roblox guy?
Steve, no. Alex, yes.
Tracer's a lesbian?
Yeah, when? Tracer is a lesbian, yes. Canonically.
When did they make that canonical?
I forget.
Well, there's a, no, there's a, remember that extra scene in the Widow short where they just start making out for no reason? Yeah, that was,
like, I was on a whole, I was on a website where, like, I thought that was just normal, so, like, where I watched that video, I thought that was a dream.
Whew. No, but that's a good point, yeah. The internet would have you believe different about Tracer and Widow.
What about the Emperor from Oblivion? Like the one that right before he gets murked? Like, do you think he
if we're talking Elder Scrolls characters,
Khajiit has wares and puss.
Oh, he's
Khajiit sells sex.
The way the guards tell me, like,
Khajiit and Tamriel, Caius Kosadis, the one dude from Morrowind, Dagoth Ur, absolutely.
God, the way the guards tell me stop, I violated the law. Like, I don't know. It kind of
it just does it for me.
It gives me a chub. Yeah, honestly.
I see that in my fantasies every so often.
Right?
Is it racist to say that Khajiits are most likely prostitutes because they'll do anything for coin?
I don't think it is. Because I think that's true.
No. like in Oblivion world, wouldn't like the most likely race to be a prostitute could cheat because they just want coin all the time?
No, aren't they drug dealers?
Yes.
Oh,
well, they're drug dealers. Yeah, you're sucking some dick for drugs.
DBZ characters? Okay, now we're talking.
All right, Goku actually lays pipe, but like he doesn't.
Hold on.
He actually has a pump. There's no doubt in my mind. He's just not attracted to anything. All he wants to do is fight.
Right.
So like
there's absolutely another Saiyan like they've never mentioned that DC's having sex with that are like the father of Goten and Gohan. Yeah,
the real father.
It's actually just all Vegeta.
Well, yeah, honestly.
Now you may be asking, so well, Gohan existed before they even knew about Vegeta. Well, he actually came to the planet beforehand.
Yeah, yeah. He was left. Scouting it out. He's like, hey, who are you?
It's got to measure by inches, not by power level. Yeah. 12.
Whoa.
I think Krillin tries his best. I think he
Krillin married a robot, so like, you know, I don't think it's much. It's honest
however
work,
he
but...
did have a kid with said cyborg.
Well, that's
or
she
android
became a human, so... but like she fell in love with him as a robot. I think he programmed her too.
Even in the show,
Krillin
goes, they ask how he had a kid with Android 18. And he goes, she's not all robot. He's been there. He knows.
butt stuff.
Anal. You know, I think we can cross a few people off the list, right? Yamcha? Absolutely not.
No, he gets pegged. That's fine.
Chiaotzu's giving it to Yamcha, right?
Tien.
As much as it hurts me to say, Future Trunks also is not getting any.
Really?
No, he got Mai in the Goku Black arc.
And I think there's like a canceled scene where he actually does stuff to Cell before he, you know, eviscerates him in the future.
Yondu,
like, I know what you did, and I know what this Suction Cup do.
Oh, the Tailussy.
Yeah, the Tailussy. Like, you know, I disagree completely. I think Future, like, I put him in S tier. Future Trunks, I think he slays. He's the only hero of the planet.
I'm not going
to
argue against it. Future Trunks is my boy.
Right. You know, I think he absolutely does.
There's only one character I would put higher than that. It would be Krillin.
What?
I disagree with that. But no. Future Trunks is the hero of the future. He's the only person to save everyone. Every woman on the planet who's left would be like, damn, I want that Z sword if you catch my drift. And he goes like, pull out.
Nah, bro.
Oh, that's awesome. Holy crap. For anyone who's like watching George's or listening, George showed us his like Future Trunks.
George showed us his penis. It's pretty cool.
It's his sword of justice.
his Z Fighter sword.
Future Gohan when he had one arm. I mean, like,
I think Gohan in general
was absolutely blowing Bulma's back out.
Nah, Gohan? Gohan?
Future Gohan?
Yeah.
Oh, Future Gohan. Yeah, yeah.
Listen, right, Bulma, Vegeta's not here. Let's repopulate this planet.
And you got Saiyan needs. No humans.
I have to restart the Saiyan race. Now bring me that ass.
I think Gohan in any universe, right, is absolutely.
I don't know. I think in base, he's kind of a, he's probably
he's a baby.
Cucks.
He's
yeah,
just like,
I think like yeah, he watches Videl.
He gets pegged by Videl hard.
See,
I
think
guy from
Team
the tournament,
Gohan
the...
would have a much better chance, but he's a teenager, so.
Well, look. Remember the macho dude in the tournament, in the Boo tournament, where he just like destroys Videl. You right. know, like yeah, like yeah. I think he's the one who actually has sex with Videl, and Gohan watches.
Oh yeah, that, yeah. Yeah, dear. you can have sex with this guy. It's totally fine.
He cries. Yeah. Right? You know, it's like, or like the two bald dudes, and they always like Eiffel Tower her, and Gohan watches. I think realistically, it's the most likely.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What about Piccolo? If he could.
Piccolo was like in his prime, like King Piccolo. Yeah. Piccolo now is like the dad who's gone through like three divorces and is like, yeah, I'm just done, man. Like, I'm just here.
I'm just going to drink.
Yeah.
Doing great, kids.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, son.
Ice cold glass up to his forehead because he's already got a headache.
Let's see. What about
yeah, that's right. We're forgetting about Beast Gohan. What about that?
He's like lumped in.
Yeah, he has more power. Be afraid to use it.
Yeah, he's too much of a baby still.
But I'll give him this. He will see Special Beam Cannon when he, like, you know.
Right, busts.
Explodes. Yeah,
in busts. Honor of Piccolo.
Think of Piccolo!
My dad!
Let's say Gohan! Oh my god.
Are like we locks on to like girls' pussies with the tri-beam?
Target lock.
Going in.
Tri-beam!
Goodbye, Tien! He like takes the blast to his face. Don't impregnate her!
Let's see. Boo and his female variant. Oh, if you've been like in Xenoverse, this is from Willix in chat. I'm conflicted. I don't like Boo. Boo as we know him is just kind of dumb, so he wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, he would just turn me to chocolate and eat me.
Yeah.
I think he just. Well, we've seen him like constrict Vegeta, so he does know BDSM to a point.
Right.
So he could like
he's
choke someone out.
He's learning.
Oh, they make a good point with Raditz. What if like the carpet matches the drapes and he's just got the veritable equivalent of Osama bin Laden's beard down there?
Like massive bush? I can see it. I just choose not to.
If they go Super Saiyan, their bush goes Super Saiyan too?
I would have to assume so. I mean, because like it has to be all the hair on our body, right? It can't just be the head.
Well, yeah, because when there's like Super Hercule, his mustache turns gold.
That's fair. I mean, it was in his mind, but
right.
That's totally fair. Yeah, I like all chest hair included, like all hair.
Yeah.
I can definitely see that. What about Yajirobe?
Oh, absolutely, Lang.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah.
He's in that watchtower, just like, hey, babe, you want to come? Come back.
Come back to my place? Yeah, climb this massive pole.
Yeah. I'll see you in a year.
Oh, you're tired out? Perfect. Let's go.
He schedules it out perfectly.
Unless him and Corrin are actually, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely married. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. What about Broly?
I don't think Broly, no.
Broly has like a child's mind, right? Like, I don't know. I feel like he wouldn't want sex. He's just into power.
Right. And the power of being in control of someone would get him off.
Oh, true, true, true.
You know.
Now, in that aspect,
like,
yes.
Dragon Ball Super Broly, or are we talking like OG, like Black
OG
Air Force
cool
Energy
Broly?
Black cool Air Force
Broly.
Energy Broly. He's too busy like trying to... You know what? I think he does, but I think he's too hard up for... for Goku, so it's all about the dudes who can stack up to Goku.
Hercule, and then we'll do Captain Ginyu.
You need to put the most recent comment that just went up here on the screen right now. I need everybody to see this.
Let's see. That green girl in the Broly Super movie, they would need the Dragon Ball to pull out. That's a
certified banger comment.
I will never leave this. You'll have to wish me out before I leave. Well, for starters, I think Kevin Ginyu absolutely gets his nipples twisted. There's something about him that's just like, yeah, I like being pinched.
Yeah, he does, but like the mind transfer like Eno, though. So he'll get what he wants.
But no, but it's more than that, though. It's not mind. It's literally body and soul.
Oh, yeah, so, like, he gets what he wants then.
Well, I don't understand, because like if he switched bodies and then wouldn't he just be sexually
old body? No, because he'd be doing his thing, right? And then, or maybe he's more passive. He just lays there and takes it. And then he goes, "You're doing it wrong." Switches bodies and goes, "You gotta do it like this." And then
I can see that. He does like the Ginyu poses.
Yeah.
And then, oh yeah, Hercule. I mean, I hope, I mean, we know he, you know, obviously because he had the kid, but I don't know. I feel like he tries his best, you know, gets like kind of embarrassed if he like messes up.
He's just doing the best he can.
He just has to deal with the monumental expectations of everyone around him, so he ends up performing like a god regardless.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, you know, it's in the thumbnail. I might as well talk about it. What about Kratos? Kratos!
I mean, he does. It was a mini game at the beginning of God of War 2.
Yeah, I mean, he laid pipe to the literal god of lovemaking, so... I mean,
and it's hard to beat that. At the beginning of God of War 2, it was a little like... oh my god, why can't I think? QuickTime event.
Right, yeah, it was QuickTime events. Yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah. Confirmed. He's a monster in multiple ways. Olimar.
Olimar sending those Pikmin in. Everybody, heave-ho!
Listen, I know Rob doesn't want to talk about it, but I've seen the pictures you guys shared. Olimar, absolutely.
Yeah,
does.
I'm all over the Olimar.
Yeah, line. I'm not too wild about that one, but Olimar.
He's getting it. He's giving it to him. One more anime one, because me and Derek actually talked about it the other day. So Luffy, right? He's obviously going to give you that gum gum dick, like where he expands it. But like, does it not work when it's inside of her because it's wet? Can you guys like find the logic there? Does he die if he does it?
Well, here's the thing,
it goes off without a hitch. They were very specific that he said he can't swim.
His dick is swimming.
But it's rubber.
But right, like swim, it has to be actual water, or is it only seawater? Because then the salinity of it, the wetness is a different viscosity. It is not water. So,
look, I don't like to think about it. It's kind of gross. So,
Nico Robin though would absolutely. She'd just grab your hands and tell Nico you where Robin. To go.
Grab your hands. She would be every day. She'd be like, "What the fuck?
Yep.
Wait, where's that hand going? No, no, no." Oh my god! For the three finger, the bowling ball,
the three finger technique.
What about Bowser?
Jack Black Bowser, absolutely. He's laying pipe.
Look, I'm just saying, Peach Bowser? Keeps going back for some reason, right?
That's true. Right. Her and him are, you know, they're doing stuff.
The reason I think Mario doesn't is because Peach keeps getting kidnapped by Bowser.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a kidnapping. I think she's like, "Hey, Big B." Yeah.
Yeah,
I know Mario just dropped me off at home. What are you doing?
Kind of lonely. Kinda
yeah,
lonely.
My parents aren't home. Mario's not home.
What about Jack from Jack and Daxter?
Oh yeah, Dark Jack or regular Jack?
Well, aren't they the same? It's just
yeah, you know, but different personalities.
One just has too much ether and explodes.
Yeah. Either way, I think Jack does. I do think Jack does.
Oh, Jack is laying pipe. And Daxter? Absolutely.
Oh, Daxter.
Daxter's getting those sloppy seconds, like, right after. And it's like...
Daxter's that, like, hype man and like, wing
oh,
man
yeah, Daxter's
where,
locked
like,
in the whole
he's
time,
he's hyping
too.
You up, and then all of a sudden, like, anybody that turns you down still, he goes, "Hey, I got you, though."
He's, like, on the side with the Gatorade bottle, like, squirting it in the mouth. Like, dude, just keep going.
Are we talking pre-transformation or post? Because post-transformation, you know, he does get a girlfriend at the end of the series.
Both.
Yeah.
I think Daxter all around.
And then, like, if Jack's, like, underperforming, it gives, like, the death animation where, like, Daxter would, like, give you, like, a pep talk to get you back into it.
What are you doing?
Get you back in there!
We would have been done!
What do you mean you're out of breath?
What do you mean you're not feeling it? Get back in
there!
Who
needs oxygen? Just go!
Yeah, I like Tarzan version. You know, I don't know if we talked about Mega Man.
Mega Man, we did not talk about.
They're brought up. Rob, what do you think?
Don't know enough about it to put him make it
Buster cannoning inside some girl's pussy or something.
I think he is. are we talking like we're not talking Mega Man X, right? Or are we talking
like PB Mega Man? Yeah. Like
he literally has the Mega Blaster.
Yeah, it's a Buster, but okay.
Bustin' and
whatever. Yeah, bustin', whatever, you know, like it's
the answer is no.
What about Roll?
Also no.
Roll.
Gutsman?
Yes.
Mega Man and Roll. That's all I'm saying.
Gutsman, I can
They're siblings.
Nah.
Wait.
Yes.
Wait, Mega Man and Roll?
Yes, they were literally constructed to be brother-sister.
Oh, really? Wow. I didn't know that.
That's
Ain't
hot.
No damn way. Ain't no damn way.
Do you think that's hot?
Yeah, it's like those, like, step-bro, you know? They're not real brother and sister if they were made. They're like step-bro. I'm stuck in the washing machine. I'm stuck in Robo-Washer Man or something.
Wait,
come
like,
help
is
me.
That any, is that in any of the games? Or are you talking, is that from, like, the anime?
What anime?
You know, the one on
Battle Network anime? Or a cartoon?
Yeah, there was a cartoon.
Okay, if we're talking Battle Network, no, they're different.
Oh, okay.
If we're talking regular, like, classic Mega Man, no.
What is that from, then?
Your fucking mom. That's where it's from.
Damn.
Wow, that's totally uncalled for. Like, are you going to apologize?
I don't think he is.
Try my hand like that again. Messy little.
What about Optimus Prime?
Optimus? Yes.
I can see it.
He just like only transformed like that section, so it's just like the piston.
It's just like head up shot. It's like burr, 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 and like the Transformers sound. I am ready. Autobots, jerk me off.
Autobots, leave me and Bumblebee alone. We have some things to discuss.
The Energon's running out again. I gotta recharge.
Oh my god. Is there any we should leave off on where we hit the hour?
I'm tapped.
Any
I got
you
nothing.
Discuss?
I think I'm pretty much
tapped. That was a whole lot of action that left me ultimately satisfied. Was it good for you too?
Bayonetta was like she's definitely like sex positive, so I mean I'm sure she
sex positive yeah. And in charge 110%.
She's definitely doing it.
Oh wait, did I ask Sephiroth?
No. The one winged angel?
No way.
The one pump angel?
Yeah, he is. He's the one pump angel.
Sephiroth!
Sephiroth! You know, maybe before he found out he was a test tube baby, maybe beforehand, but after he found that out, he's like, nope, don't care, fuck everybody, the world's gonna die.
His confidence was just destroyed.
Yeah.
kidding. So, I mean, out of all of them, I mean, I think Naruto is probably gonna be the best one purely by numbers, but, yeah, I guess, it's not like it's a competition, but everyone should feel ashamed compared to Naruto, because he can do whatever he wants.
It's like Naruto, Link, Sonic, they're all pretty
top
tier.
Last one, Ganondorf.
No.
Ganondorf?
No.
He's not smashing that elf pussy.
Really?
Matt Mercer Ganondorf? Maybe.
I think
New Ganondorf?
I think he'd be very sensual.
He's got
that
like
dad.
Hot dad bod. That's
yeah.
Like,
right. But I just feel like he'd be like he'd really focus on the pleasure of her.
Right.
Be like
maybe.
Join my army. Okay.
Either way, without going into too much detail, feel free to let us know in the comments who you think is top tier.
It's my new beard. What do you think?
You don't have to put details and stuff. Just post a name and. Maybe we can discuss it on Discord. Join our Discord.
Yeah, that's right. I'm also trying a new beard style where it's like a mustache, but what do you guys think?
I do that. Anyone who's watching,
do you think you guys think I can pull this off?
Mustache. Yeah.
Do it. Do it. You won't.
Like curl it here and then grow your mustache out and curl it.
Also,
here.
Rob, I'm pretty sure curl. I can most likely answer this for you, but would you be willing to stream Battle Network after the podcast tonight, or you want to save that for another time?
That's gonna have to be. I'm be honest with you. There's just
too much stuff going on.
Too much going on.
Life's
too much going on.
All right, guys, that's it from us. Like, comment, subscribe. Let us know who you think is the best at sex and video games or from.
Yeah, I would love to know. I'd love to do another episode about this too.
But, yeah, let us know if we missed anybody.
Put it in the comments. Join the Discord.
Join the Discord. Follow us everywhere. Oh. Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook.
Kick, I guess.
Rumble.
Let us know if you like this format, whether it's not really news and just more of us finding a topic. Topic and to have fun with it. I have fun with these ones. There's also zero news to talk about. So, So hope you guys enjoyed the episode. We'll see you guys next time. And I love you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.